Last Thursday night, I was in Toronto for a few hours, and two different people, they introduced me to two very innocent people that to me are incredibly inspiring. One, I think the man's name is Yaron, he said. There's a pizza shop in Toronto. And in that pizza shop, there's someone who works in the pizza shop, a simple guy, I think he's single. And he works in the pizza shop, probably doesn't have a lot of money, maybe not that much money at all. He sends out a text message or WhatsApp to people in Toronto. Anyone who wants a parakeet seat, please come to the pizza shop. And one of the rabbis in town says, Yaron, what is this? He says, here's what it is. I have $2,100 to my name. I took that $2,100 and I spent it all on pairs of tzitzit, so that any Jew that has yet to wear tzitzit can come to my shop. He says 70 boys already from the University of Toronto have come to my pizza shop to get. This is not the owner of the pizza shop. This is a worker in the pizza shop who took all his savings and said, I'm going to spend it on tzitzit for other people. A simple man, not a rabbi, a simple man. And here's my next little example. Someone else introduced me to a woman in Toronto who's 90 years old. And at the ripe young age of 90, she became Shomer Shabbat. Now, I know people that became Shomer Shabbat at 20 or at 30. I never met someone who became Shomer Shabbat at 90. And then she started to understand the idea of Tehillim. And she said, you know what? I want to say Tehillim. She doesn't read Hebrew, so she reads Tehillim every day in English. And then she started to understand the concept of Lashon Hara and speaking bad about other people. And she said, I can't be a person that speaks bad about other people. So she started working on Lashon Hara and realized that keeping Shabbat is kind of easy. Not speaking Lashon Hara is kind of hard. So she took it upon herself that every time she speaks Lashon Hara, this innocent old lady puts a dollar in the tzedakah box for every time she speaks Lashon Hara. She said it's getting quite expensive, but I know for me, it would be very expensive. But here's what I know. Whether it's a 90-year-old lady or a young boy in a pizza shop or your tehillim or your challah baking or you're working on your lashon hara, on your prayers or your tefillot, your charity, your Shabbat observance, your modesty growth, your change in how much you learn, all of what you and I and the rest of the Jewish people have done that creates and generates our greatness.